When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome back, Lori and Julia Show, My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment. Thank you for joining us. We hit 60 degrees last hour. If you're wondering, that's not a record. 64. No? 64 was the record, but we're not complaining when it's 60 degrees on November 27th.
No, we are enjoying the Pineapple Express for as long as it decides to hang around.
It blows me away how nice it is.
Okay, so my mom was up real early this morning, okay?
Okay.
And so she's like...
What's the time difference? 2 hours?
2 hours.
To 2 hours. Seattle,
so
yeah.
It was like 7 a.m. and I'm getting texts from her at 7 a.m. Okay. So it's 5 a.m., you know, but she's, you know...
Good and early.
Good and early. And first she wants to know, have I heard about militant breastfeeding mothers?
Okay.
And I said, well, not really. I one time, a long time ago in college, when I put myself through school selling shoes, waited on a woman who had a first grader in her lap while I was stuffing her foot in an Oxford, and she was breastfeeding said first grader.
I might
call that somewhat of a militant breastfeeding mom. I said, why do you ask? She said, just wondering if you heard about it. She must have been in a doctor's office reading something. Then the second thing she wanted to know, have I heard about free-range parents? Free-range parents.
Yeah, that means they don't control their kids very much.
Like, whatever the kids do, it's fine. There's no discipline. Everything you do is like magical. Okay. And I said, well, you know that it's, I've heard of free-range chickens.
Right.
And then I'm like, what else do you want to know about? And she's like, well, what do you think about the fact that someone in the family announced yesterday, sent a mass thing to everybody, don't buy any presents for us. We're not buying any for you.
What? Yesterday.
Yesterday.
That's late.
Okay. Now, my mom felt that is late in the game.
It's so late in the game,
Laurie. To be saying to the family, don't buy any gifts. Let's not give each other gifts.
After Black Friday.
I mean, and I'm fine with that. But you got to have the conversation sooner, don't you think?
Like in the spring or the summer, I mean?
Yeah, I would say summer.
Summer, early fall, I think.
Summer.
Do other families do this? I mean, I think the timing is way, way off, Lori. I'd be pissed because I bet your mom has already bought this person. I know who it is, the sister.
My main sister.
Yeah,
and
your
her
main
husband.
Sister and her husband. She's in the millionaires.
Yes.
Who are millionaires and have more money than anybody in the entire family.
Yeah.
Announced that
they don't
we're not going to buy gifts for anybody and don't buy them for us.
Including your mom.
Yeah, I don't.
I think you always buy your mom and dad a present.
Here's my whole thing about the whole bold statements. We're not buying gifts. We're making donations in your names. You know what? I think it's just something that it requires a conversation with the others in the family.
Like, I get it with siblings,
yes,
you know, like say having
the
conversation about that and saying it up front or whatever. But, and of course, I said to my mom, I'm like, well, what are you going to do? She says, well, I have wrapped their gifts and it is too much bother to return them. So I'm just giving them. And if they're, you know, embarrassed or upset with me, I can't do anything about it because I bought these presents.
It's too late.
A couple months ago.
I think that's just flat out rude.
That's what I said.
It's what it says to me, the Hollywood speak, is she's being lazy and doesn't want to shop this year.
Yes, Julia, you are 100% correct.
I mean, because
on
seriously.
That assumption.
She's just being lazy and doesn't want to shop. I mean, it isn't like she's making donations somewhere else in their names.
Which, again, you know, do you like when people do that?
I think if I want to make a donation, I'll make it.
Yeah.
You know, I remember all these things because my mom went through this stage once, you know, that whatever. I'm like, you know, if.
Just save your money.
Exactly. Just I'll make donations to places I want to in my own name.
Yeah.
Because that's what, you know, I don't want you to do it for me.
Yeah. Well, how about if we give people a present right now and have them guess a celebrity voice and get to go to see Phantom of the Opera?
This is cool.
This is a nice present.
When is the date of Phantom of the Opera?
This will be a pair of tickets for, it's a Friday night, which is nice.
Oh.
Friday, December 15th, the 8 o'clock performance.
That's lovely.
I guess this is a new production of the classic Andrew Lloyd Webber.
The music is so good. This is so cool. All right, let's hear what it is, Donnie.
All right, here we go.
When I was just 11 years old, I unknowingly and somehow accidentally became a female advocate.
I know who it is.
I know who that is, too. Okay. 651-641-1071. But,
but I get, again, I just think, you know, it's a little late in the game to say that. It's like, I'm going to wait till December 20th and say, you know, we're not buying presents. It's not working out for us this year. I got busy.
Yeah.
Work. It's crazy.
She says this after Black Friday.
I do not approve of the sister.
And after all the, you know, I mean, I just was just like, and I said, good for you, Mom. Just go ahead and.
Well, right. You're going to give up. And first of all, it is my choice if I want to give someone a gift.
Thank you.
My mom would say that, no gifts. And I'm like, Mom, if I want to buy you a gift, I get to.
That's right.
It's my choice.
That's right.
You know?
I say everyone get the little bonsai trees
like
from Highland
gifts.
Nursery.
Right, there you
go.
Oh,
my gosh.
You
and
know?
They had the cutest bird baths there. If you're a gardener. Anyway, yeah. No, I'm with you. I did think it was like, usually you should say that further. And I don't know. I guess I don't. I feel like when it comes to your parents,
how do you not buy him a gift? You want to buy him. I think you know, I've always wanted to buy him something.
Yes.
I like to buy gifts.
I know it.
I haven't started yet, really.
Yeah. Well, maybe you have some things in your present closet and you haven't figured it out.
Well, I have to already get through. I've got a birthday.
All right. Donnie, what do we have someone who?
We do indeed.
All right.
Ronnie is going to be is on the line with us, but first we'll play the voice.
Okay, let's hear it.
When I was just 11 years old, I unknowingly and somehow accidentally became a female advocate.
Rana, who is that?
That would be Meghan Markle.
Yes, of course.
The
very
future
cool.
Duchess of Sussex.
Are you excited about going to see the Phantom of the Opera?
I am so excited, and I've never seen it, so thank you very, very much.
Cool. That is so fun.
And where is that playing at, Donnie?
That is the Orpheum, I believe.
It is at the Orpheum. Oh, yeah. That'll be fun.
Ooh,
it's so
beautiful.
Pretty downtown. What do you think about someone announcing just yesterday that they don't want to buy presents for anybody in the family?
Oh, bah humbug.
Isn't that something? I mean, really.
I know. Yeah. It's kind of like it's very late. To make that announcement.
And by the way, we're not going to cook when you come over Christmas Eve this year.
Yeah. Rana, I need you to hang on, okay?
Sure, thank you.
All right. When we get back, I think it's time for Random Thoughts. We'll be right back. You know, I saw this story the other day. Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's Random Thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is. Well, here's something that is not random that's going to be fun. It's our first Santa stop. We're on the road tomorrow. We're going to be at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater. We'll be downstairs in the comedy room, which we've been in before, which is really intimate and lovely. And, you know, they always put on such a lovely spread for our guests.
Yeah, they give us good hors d'oeuvres.
We love doing
cocktails and bring your toys. I got to make a little run to Target tomorrow.
So do I. We love seeing you there. So come visit us tomorrow.
Thank you, Jules.
That feels so soon. I don't know why.
We always are there like the week after Thanksgiving.
I know. I think it just feels weird because there's no snow and it feels still like spring.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Last year we drove out there
in a snowstorm.
So be grateful.
It took me forever to get home. I thought of that earlier today.
Yes. So
I thought
do
of that.
Not be sad. The snow will be here.
Okay. So, you know, I think it's Mark Rosen who does the Rosen Report on the Today Show. He had a...
Mark Rosen is on WCCO Sports.
What's the name of the Rosen guy?
Jeff Rosen.
Oh, for crying out loud. Mark. Hi, Mark. I'm just thinking
Mark
about
Rosen.
You.
Rosie is sports, CCO.
I know.
Yeah.
All right. Just
anyway,
a little brain fart.
Jeff Rosen is his
Yes.
name.
Okay. So today he did this report, and we'd read about this, that a woman is suing Who is she suing?
Sephora.
Yes, Sephora, because she sampled a lipstick and she got the herpes virus from sampling a lipstick. And she was saying, I mean, anybody who takes a tube of Tester lipstick and puts it right on their mouth, I think doesn't need a warning. That's just an obvious one. But because there wasn't a sign that you were at the risk of getting herpes and other diseases, so do I.
This gets thrown out.
I do too. But
you test it on the top of your hand.
Or you get a Q-tip and you always, even if you watch a makeup artist when they're working with their own makeup and they're doing your face, they take a Q-tip or a knife and chop off the first layer and then you do it on your hand. Mm-hmm. Don't ever put those things on your lips. And they found other samples.
Are they crawling?
Filthy. E. coli, Klebsiella phenonamine, which is two types of bacteria you find in your intestinal tract, expelled with feces. Yeah. Basically,
people to wash their hands.
Do not do this, people. No. You test everything on the top of your hand, okay? When you're in a store.
I think her lawsuit is going to get thrown out.
I pray, because it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
Yeah.
This is going to be a holiday classic and a favorite, and I'm just letting people know about it ahead of time.
We'll be the judge of this.
Oh, people are going to be buying this book everywhere.
All right.
It's my favorite. You can exercise like Ruth Bader Ginsburg with the RBG workout book.
Notorious RBG.
Uh-huh.
RBG.
RBG. It's RBG. It's RBG.
Yeah, sorry.
Her exercise trainer has come out with a book. It came out last month, and I'm sorry that
word.
I missed it.
I am too.
But I kind of what I really
exercise
love.
Exercise bands.
It is. It's exercising at any age. So, you know, you don't see exercise books for people who are past a certain age. I mean, that may want to get into exercise.
Hello,
and
Jack LaLanne.
Well, is Jack LaLanne? Well, where is he, Lori?
He's dead. I don't know.
He's dead and he's not on TV.
I don't think you have a leg to stand on that there's not exercise stuff for old people out there.
Why don't you just say, this is a great idea?
This is fantastic.
If you're a political person and you like Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Who doesn't like Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
Why not get your loved one the RBJ workout? So it has a bunch of different stuff. Apparently,
is it DVDs? Are they DVDs?
It's a book.
It's a book.
It's a book.
And it's VHS.
It should be VHS.
But what happened to her is she had cancer way back in 1999, and she just was so messed up after all the chemo and radiation that her husband said, you need to start working out. You look like you're just, you know, and so she started doing it. She does planks the real way without her knees down. She's really strong. And she had pancreatic cancer
in
2009 and got her strength back after that. And she just said, you know, exercising is great. And so it has a bunch of different exercises for people. I just thought it was kind of funny. I saw it online today. 11% of us are going to push past someone who's walking too slowly at a store when we're shopping. I think that number is very low.
I do it all the time.
I know. 84% of us find someone annoying if they're walking just too slow when we're in a hurry. Period.
Yep.
51% of us will go on different aisles. You and I always do this. We go a different way.
Or like if you're with someone that you know really well, like you and I do this, we're both fast walkers and there's someone dawdling down the middle.
On your left, around them,
we break. And go and meet back in the middle. We don't even bother trying to move the people. We just simply separate, break, and
we really do because we are walkers together. 15% will go, excuse me, or on your left. 11% will just push by them.
Oh, I just think you should break away.
And it bothers women more than men when people are slow walkers.
Really?
That's surprising.
We're in a hurry. I think women walk faster than men in general, though.
Depends on how tall
they are. Don't you think? I think women walk faster than men. Men saunter a little bit more than women. Women like to go. Here's some some stats about today. Lori earlier said on our show that every boss wants it. No, it's okay to shop for an hour.
They know that there's shopping tomfoolery going on, and they've just accepted it. Plus, there's catching up over the holidays, and let's plan some work happy hours.
Here is my...
Today is a good day to waste at work.
Is it?
Yeah, it really is.
Here is my...
You certainly have.
I know, but it is a good day to waste at work this Monday after Thanksgiving. Yeah, yeah. You'll get a few things done, but tomorrow you're going to crack the whip.
All right. I thought this was really sweet. So we had in Minnesota, it was Miss Minnesota yesterday. The competition was at the Ames Center in Burnsville. And we had Michaela Holmgren, and she was made history last night. She was the first woman with Down syndrome to compete in the Miss Minnesota USA pageant. Yeah. And they kind of think it's the first woman anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
With Down syndrome in the nation to compete. She's a 22-year-old from Marine on St. Croix. She just was so happy and excited, and she couldn't believe it that she got to be part of it. And she just has the
spirit. Did she win?
She won a different
category.
She won the Spirit Award.
Okay, there you go.
And so that was
Did you watch Miss Universe last night?
No, God, no.
Miss
no.
South Africa, I believe, is the winner.
No, here's what I watched. And I want my time back.
Okay, what was it?
Because not only is Hallmark running every sappy movie, there's
this. You promised us you'd be watching this.
I last night. Mm-hmm. There's another sappy channel called ION.
Oh, yeah, ION.
Yeah, it's like in between 2 and 3.
Yep.
It's like Channel 3.
Mm-hmm.
And they are having all of these holiday shows as well. And so last night I watched Snowmance.
Oh.
And it was about.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Snowmance.
Okay, but here's the deal. I wonder if the people, it was about Minnesota. It was a gal that worked at a magazine in, it was called Twin Cities Life magazine. You could see some of the houses on Summit Avenue, I swear, were used. And she and her friend have always made a snowman every year for like 20 years.
This is the basis of the movie.
The perfect man for her to date.
Okay.
And so what happens one night when the snowman comes to life as a human?
Oh,
it was so bad.
Oh, dear.
It was so bad, but then I just was so into it, I couldn't stop.
Yeah.
So bad.
Did you watch Outlander?
Not last night's. Was it?
Yeah, it was good. There's only two episodes
left. I'm 2 weeks behind.
Yeah, it was good.
Two left.
Okay. No, I just needed something.
The Pentatonix Christmas show is on tonight. So you got Fashion Police, The Final Farewell, and then the Pentatonix Merry Christmas, all these little specials. All right, that one's on NBC at 9, just FYI.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right, so here's some things. Can I just tell you a little story about the shopping bazaar that was yesterday at Botswell Landing, where my mom is?
Okay, Botswell Landing sounds so fancy, doesn't it?
Yeah, high brow.
Well, it's a
community.
It's a community, and my mom's in transitional care there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
was there a holiday shopping bazaar?
There's this woman named Fritz and her daughter, and they listen.
Okay.
So, hi, Fritz. Hi to the two Connies. Hi to Hoyt, who listens to as a husband of someone who's there. But anyway, she sews. So she brought in all of her things to buy. And oh, my God, it was such a funny bazaar with all these people that are there.
Julia bought a felt poncho that really we need to Instagram and take a picture
it's
of it.
So,
I thought it was for
so
the
happy.
Ugly Christmas sweater competition. No.
What, Donnie?
I thought it was for the ugly Christmas sweater.
No, I love it.
Okay.
Wow. Sorry. You didn't even turn around and look at me when I tried it on.
No, I turned around and quickly turned back.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to My Talk 107.1. So, one of our very favorite singers and actors in the Twin Cities.
Producers.
We've been lucky enough to know him since we've been on the air. T. Michael Rambo is in the studio. Hi, T. Michael.
Hey,
hi, honey.
Hey.
And you are part of an effort producing this with Julius Collins and Mary LaHammer. You're doing a show called Minnesota Voices United, Artists for Humanitarian Relief. And I feel like... Is this kind of like the thing that Jennifer Lopez did?
Well, Jennifer Lopez had
similar, but it was on network TV.
It was on network TV, and she has some real direct numbers to folks.
But so do you, T. Michael.
Thank you very much.
I mean, the artists that are performing. Tell us about this night.
Well, Gregory Smith, T. Michael Rambo, Julius Collins, Misha Bartlett, Tommy Barbarella, all of us kind of came together and created this kind of concept of Minnesota Voices United.
Mm-hmm.
Came from a conversation Gregory Smith and I had. And so as executive producers, we brought along the producing team of Collins Live to make this thing zip and zowie with incredible talent.
What's the purpose?
The purpose is, that's the most important thing.
Yes, it is.
The purpose truly is for hurricane relief for Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, Texas, and Florida, to ensure that all of those many people who found themselves in the midst of so much turmoil and so much distress could possibly have a way to see the people around this country haven't forgotten about them and remember mm-hmm. the importance of their lives, and that their lives matter, and that the trials and tribulations that they're going through are ones that are should be recognized,
mm-hmm.
and we should do something in some small or large way to help them out.
And so it's a night of music. Tell us who's going to be singing.
Well,
it's this Friday night, right?
Yeah. It is this Friday. So people, I mean, get your tickets while you can, while they're hot, because they're really out there at the Fitzgerald Theater Friday, December 1st, 7:30 p.m. We have Dr. Mambo's Combo,
mm-hmm.
Kat Perkins, Tina and the B-Side.
Yes.
Pavel French, Jill Henderson, Dennis Spears, Alex Rossi, Maria Issa, Ashley DuBose, Darnell Davis and the Remnant, Thomasina Petras, Dennis Spears, Debbie Duncan.
Jamaica Bennett,
Jamaica,
Aaron Noble, Schwab, Chris Schwab,
yeah,
and Shannon Kerfman, our girl Shannon.
Yeah.
You have so many. This is like seeing, you know,
it's 20
concerts in one night. And is everyone singing like one or two songs?
One or two songs. Mostly one.
Are you having them work together to do some kind of We Are the World type music?
We've created a song.
Yeah.
That Julius Collins was really. It started off with Gregory Smith and Julius and I sitting down saying, let's create a song. And then Julius kind of said, that sounds great. Let's see what I can go off into the woodshed and create. And this song came up, Never Give Up. And so we have this incredible tune, Never Give Up, that we want.
Should we sing it?
Never give up.
Oh, yeah.
When you lost your way, even when you're torn apart, listen to your heart and say, never give up. That's good. That's part of it.
I love you, T. Michael.
Thank you
for singing it for us. That sounds
lovely.
That's
just a little bit. But Julius and Kat Perkins are on it. Jamisa Bennett, Jesse Larson, and myself.
Oh, fantastic. Oh. So you still sing like
So
your voice is like velvet. I love how you sing. We haven't seen you in a while.
I know. I miss you guys.
He missed us so much, he came to the wrong entrance. I had to pick him up at the helipad.
It was a heliport. You should heard us panting and running.
Run now, move. Hurry. We've got to get back.
You know? But it's really great that people, these incredible artists understood our passion and our desire to make something happen for all of these survivors through this hurricane season.
And I mean, for people too that make their living being, you know, actors and musicians to give up a Friday night,
absolutely.
You know, and 100% of the money
100%.
Is gone.
We've gotten incredible support from Medtronic, 3M, Ecolab, the YWCA St. Paul chapter, Comcast. I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah, to be able to put on this. So how much are tickets and where do we get them?
Tickets are $42.50.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, which is it's a steal for mm-hmm. all this incredible talent. You can get them through our website, www.mnvoicesunited.com. That's www.mn for Minnesota, MN Voices United, where you can make a donation to the cause if you can't attend.
Okay.
Or where you can purchase tickets. Also, you can get them from the Fitzgerald Theater box office.
Okay.
Yeah, and that is not that big in there. I mean, is that 800 seats?
Maybe? No, it's by 11.
Is it 11? Okay,
yeah,
but still.
Those are going to go quick.
Such a great, there isn't a bad seat or sound in that theater. It's amazing.
We're starting to see that first level, you know, fill up, and we're looking at getting the balcony together.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we're just really hopeful that people will understand what we're doing is something where everyone needs to step in and not give up.
And who are you guys giving the money to? Do you have
AmeriCares?
AmeriCares. Okay.
AmeriCares is the organization that's going to distribute the funds and ensure that the right people there, the professionals in this endeavor, and so they're the ones that are going to make sure that channels to the right people.
We love that you're doing that, because I bet people do feel like, especially in the islands, you know, maybe some of these smaller communities in Texas and Florida, that people are forgotten about them.
And it's
not on the news feed anymore.
No.
So
because
of that, you know, people start going, well, what's the next tragedy? And there are a number of them. And I don't minimize or dismiss any of them, not by any stretch. What we do want to do is make sure that we recognize...
Take care of our own.
Take care of our own.
Yeah.
And American citizens are American citizens, whether they live in Costa Rica, yeah. Right, in the U.S. Virgin Islands, or
whether we live in Europe or not.
Whether we live in Europe or not.
We're American, damn it.
Where did I go to school? No.
Well, it's really important, though, for Puerto Rico, you know, because I don't know if people realize how, and I know I didn't until I read this, but there's a lot of pharmaceutical... plants that are grown in Puerto Rico.
That's correct.
That we use for drug manufacturing. Mm-hmm. And it's starting to have this whole trickle down because the island's infrastructure is still so not even close.
Not even close. You know, and
I didn't know about that with the pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
And that's why Medicare is just so important as the recipient of these funds, because they really look at medical needs.
Yes.
And it's really an important part of the process because we don't think about folks who need to be on dialysis, where you get the electricity for that, or keep your insulin cold for refrigeration, or any of those things. So all the proceeds go to Medicare's. Plus, we have a compilation CD.
Oh, you do. Because tell us about that. When are we going to buy that?
Well, it drops on December 1st at Electric Fetus.
So you already put it together.
We put it together.
Oh.
So it'll be live and available for people who are there in the theater on December 1st at the Fitzgerald. And the artists on the compilation are Cat Perkins and Team the B-Side, Pavel French, Greasy Meal, me, T. Michael Rambo, Dr. Mambo's Combo, and a host of others.
What are you singing?
What's your song? Yeah, what's your song?
Simply.
All right, sing it for me right now.
Simply I fly like a bird with broken wings, promises you can't deny. Simply. It's this really cool kind of spoken word PR.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thing. I love it. What else have you been doing besides saving the world?
Well, let's see. I've been teaching the babies. I teach still elementary school students through Compass and Minnesota State Arts Board and places like that.
Mm-hmm.
Teach at the University of Minnesota as a professor there in the theater arts and dance department. Been there 13 years, which is great. But the most
Isn't that amazing?
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
But one of the coolest things that's going to happen in a moment is CTC, Children's Theater Company, and Penumbra Theater are doing a co-production of The Wiz at CTC.
Oh, that's going to be fantastic. When is the last time The Wiz was here?
I don't even much know.
No, yeah, that is...
Wow.
That'll be a great show.
Ease on down. Ease on down the road.
Yeah.
Gonna ease on. What did you think when you first saw that with Diana Ross and Michael Jackson?
Well, then when I saw the movie, I thought the movie was incredible. And I saw the play, though, in the late 70s, early 80s when the first play came out with Andre DeShields and all and Stephanie Mills and all of that. So it's really brings up great memories for me. And I also did a production of this, a tour of this back in the 80s as well, where
you
I played The Wiz. And I'm playing The Wiz again.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. How years
fun.
Later, back
All
at the
these
ranch.
Years later. I love it.
Because people always said that the Broadway production is just like you can't compare the movie to the Broadway show, that it is a show you got to see and feel because it's so powerful and alive and high energy. Yeah.
And we've got great talent in that production of The Wiz. We've got Dennis Spears is going to play the Tin Man.
Mm. Oh.
Jamesia is playing Glinda the Good Witch. Jamesa Bennett, we've got Greta Oglesby, we've got Amy K. Bryant.
Oh my gosh, that's like that's a Broadway worthy cast.
Yeah, we're gonna knock it out the park.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah. All right, do you know what Tina and the B-Sides is singing by any chance on Friday night?
I don't know. I wish I knew.
I know. Well, you've got so many people performing.
And what I love about the way this is unfolding is that for any audience member who's coming out on December 1st, that Friday.
That is this Friday.
This Friday. That's right, 7:30 p.m. at the Fitzgerald. What they're going to do, they may come out to hear one or two people that they're familiar with, but they're going to be opened up to a plethora of really amazing talent that they may have never heard before. Mm-hmm. And kind of it's like making old friends for the first time. They'll get a chance to meet these people and be like, wow. Why haven't I heard them? And then they'll take that CD home with them.
I bet Chris Hockey is going to sing that new song he has of his out about depression.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah,
that cover story out in the Star Tribune with him.
Yeah, it was really good.
How amazing for him to be so incredibly in touch with that and wanting to share those very vulnerable and open. Yeah.
Oh, sweetie. Powerful. So it's Minnesota Voices United at the Fitzgerald Theater this Friday at 7:30. For tickets, you can go to mnvoicesunited.org or go to the Fitzgerald box office.
Correct.
CD available, drops this Friday at Electric Fetus. We love having you, T. Michael Rambo.
Oh,
and you've got to come back for The Wiz.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I will do that.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll come back and we'll talk about that.
We'll be Dorothy. Dorothy 1 and Dorothy 2, and we'll read lines with you.
Oh.
And when she says we, she means she.
You know, this
it's
is just
Julia.
Just, you know, I really want to be a singer and an actor, but I have no talent in that area.
Oh,
but it's just
you.
Always
come
a dream.
I still have a picture of the three of us showing our guns. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, that was so long ago.
That was probably 14 or 15, right when we started on the air.
We were.
Used to be a regular, honey.
I know. Well, we're going to have to change that thing or something.
Well, you're coming back again this year, so you're a regular.
I will. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you,
so
honey.
Much.
And thank you for doing this, and best of luck to you.
Oh, I appreciate you both. Thank
you.
Thank you.
Okay,
Lori.
Again, MinnesotaVoicesUnited.org this Friday night at Fitzgerald, 7:30. Great. It's going to be a great show. Listen, we come back. We got a Hollywood speak.
This is the Lori and Julia Show with producer Donnie Love on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood! Hollywood speaking!
What is the meaning of this?
What right, is honey. The meaning of this? Well, Julia, that story you shared about, and Donnie posted the video, the standing ovation for the gal from Minnesota who's got Down syndrome, who competed in the Miss Minnesota, you say? She made news across the pond, made the London Evening Standard.
Oh, wow, I love it. What was her name? Michaela.
Michaela. Yeah,
Michaela,
so that's kind of cool.
Wholesome.
Okay, according to dictionary.com, I don't know if you'd like to Hollywood speak this or not, but the word of 2017 is complicit.
Well,
it
that's because some
people.
It was the
most searched word of the year.
I think when early in someone's president, I think in President Trump's presidency, there was a problem with the word. Or who said that?
Ivanka.
Ivanka said it. Yeah someone something. Said it.
And then Scarlett Johansson did a perfume ad on SNL, complicit.
Yeah.
Like kind of like the j'adore.
That is the best word they could have chosen for what's happened this year.
Yeah, complicit. Yep. Choosing to be involved in an illegal or questionable act, especially with others, having complicity. It was the most searched word of the year. So we'll leave that with you.
Okay.
Okay. Now let's stay across the pond.
Hard
go
please.
Back there. Prince Philip. So you know the guy who plays him in The Crown, the actor Matt Smith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He plays the Duke of Edinburgh.
Yes.
And he told a friend that he met Prince Philip at an event and asked Prince Philip if he'd seen the show. And Philip replied,
"Yes.
Don't be ridiculous."
Oh, that's even better.
Is that a no?
Yes. Oh, okay. Do you know how great that is, Lori?
He said,
"You peasant, are you even really asking me that?"
Yeah. And
okay, I love
Philip
that.
Philip brought it up to Matt first because maybe someone whispered in his ear, "This that is the guy who's
you
playing
play
you." He leaned over and he said, "Are you involved in this Crown thing?"
Right.
Okay, that's what he called it.
Oh my gosh.
The Crown thing.
And the friend was not named, but then he asked Matt later, what did he say? And he said that Prince Philip glowered at him and
I
said,
love this.
Don't
be
ridiculous.
Okay, that is so fantastic.
I know, isn't it?
Oh, that's so funny.
It is.
But didn't we hear the Queen has watched it?
No,
they
asked her, and
she
didn't respond really, but she did watch the movie The Queen.
Yes.
Oh, or The Crown with...
I'm confused.
With
Helen Mirren.
Yeah, The Queen. That was called The Queen.
Yes.
I wouldn't be surprised. I have a feeling that Prince Philip does what Casey does to me, and he rock blocks Queen Elizabeth, just like Casey rock blocks me, starts watching shows, dismisses shows out of hand, gives him two episodes, never watches them again, and then walks away from it all. So I think Queen Elizabeth watches The Crown in private with her corgis, eating bonbons, and having her fifth cocktail of the day.
Wow, how do we know? Maybe she does.
I think so.
I don't know.
I don't think they have the same television. He's 6 years older, and when you're 90, that's a lifetime. Julia, when we are 90 and 94, okay, I probably will be doddering a bit more than you. Just saying. You're going to have 90-year-old legs, and at that point that the 4 years difference between us
it's gonna
will come
up.
Into play. Right now, no.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, fine.
But I think Queen Elizabeth, and I think he goes to bed much
earlier.
I'm
going to be honest.
Mm.
She's got so much other stuff to deal with. This isn't her priority.
Julia, but when late at night, when she's suffering from insomnia, and she'd like to just look back on her amazing life. Here's
I don't know
the
that
show.
They're favorable of her because we also
they
heard,
are favorable.
No, we heard this second season no. that it's not going to be as favorable of her.
But you know
and
what?
Then the
she
guy,
lived her life. Don't you think she knows the pain and the heartache she's
yes,
had?
Yes, but absolutely. And the director and the writer has called her a stupid woman, more or less. I wouldn't watch it.
Well, I think she is. I
no,
think she's
he called
enjoying
her that.
It.
I
no,
think that she's...
I don't think she knows that. She's not reading the tabloids like we are.
Someone would bring that to her attention.
No, they wouldn't. You okay. don't. It's not done.
Well, can't you see her at 3 a.m. sipping yes. a sherry?
No.
Watching the crowd.
No, she's watching Friends.
She's having she's Bailey's in friends. Her tea. Yeah.
I think she's watching Friends. See, Bailey's
no, for
in,
sure she's not
she's
watching
having
Friends.
Fireball in her tea, Lori. She's yeah. not having Bailey's right. in tea. Gross.
Okay, here's Terry Crews. He remember
spoke out.
He spoke out the day after the New York Times story broke about Harvey Weinstein, and he's this big, huge, you know, man. He played football. He was the dad on Everybody Loves Chris. And,
he's on the Goldbergs.
Yeah, he's an actor. He's hilarious. Brooklyn 999. Anyway, yeah. he spoke. He shared his sexual assault story right after the first flood of victims, talking about this Hollywood executive who last year at a Christmas party grabbed him by his genitals
and clenched,
and he was with his wife, and then later called him on the phone to say he was sorry, and his instinct was to punch the guy, but then he also knew, I'm a black man in Hollywood, that's what's going to make news,
right.
not what he, no one will believe that he did that to me.
This is Adam Sandberg's agent.
Is that who it
that's
is?
That's whose party it was.
Okay,
yes.
So that guy was suspended from work while they, WME, his employer, yep. investigated.
William Morris Agency.
Thank you. They gave him a 1 month paid suspension.
I want one of those.
Okay.
Could be arranged.
Here's what Terry Crews wrote today on Twitter. He just wrote, someone, and all in caps, someone got a pass.
Yep.
Because, you know, the guy just said, here's what he said. I'm going to Hollywood speak it. I had too much to drink. I also was nervous about having that many people over at my party. So I reached for a man's genitals? No, I took a half a Valium.
Oh.
I've never done that
before. With an Ambien.
Yeah, and I forgot to eat. I forgot to eat, and I had some... He just made up some big, elaborate story how this confluence of coincidences somehow made him be a little bit out...
And the smoke in the air from the fires
right.
up north.
Yeah.
In Northern California.
And he had a cannabis cookie that he thought was a real cookie that morning. You know, he's just laying it on and laying it, and he went to some classes, and now he's just, I don't know where he's going to grab people. Maybe he's going to actually like...
people around him are all going to wear cups.
Yeah, there you go.
That could hurt.
Yeah.
He grabs him with a cup.
Wear a codpiece around this guy, mm-hmm. Adam Bennett.
Oh, I really...
Yeah. So I love that Terry Crews yes. said that, because someone did get a pass, and someone made up a big... elaborate excuse of a story.
Because it was, Terry Crews was so graphic and so...
And it was at this guy's house.
Yeah, I
the
know.
Party was at
I
his
know.
House.
I know.
So that's how he was, he just embellished. It's like a movie. He was almost like script writing a movie yep. for his behavior.
We'll keep that down when we need it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, here's Gwyneth Paltrow yesterday. It's just an Instagram, and it's half of Chris Martin's face and half of Brad Falchuk, so the ex-husband and the future husband. And it's just called Sunday Brunch, hashtag Modern Family.
I love that. I actually am jealous and love that,
mm-hmm.
that the old can get together with the new. Because yep. I think if you can do that, it's so much nicer for your family, your kids together. I love that.
Yeah, so
Gwyneth,
I
just say...
Nap.
I say
just
go
one
girl.
Little world, and she wasn't in it, and it was just half of them at a farm table.
I love
and
it.
And they both have toothy grins. Chris Martin because he's the ex, and Brad because he's the future.
I love it.
There you go.